You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. College has become more and more expensive over the years, and students have tried to adapt by taking out loans and working in addition to their studies. Recent reporting from EdSource, an online media outlet that focuses on education in California, says that working can make it even harder for students to graduate on time. Here to explain more about his reporting for that story, we have Larry Gordon, reporter with EdSource. Larry, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So like I mentioned, we know college is expensive and students are busy, but what led you to pursue this and dig a little deeper into that narrative of students being busy working and studying?
You know, I've always wanted to do a story about this, but it kept getting delayed. And this summer, I was doing a story on an unrelated topic about summer school, and I was interviewing a young man at Cal State LA who's only about 20 years old, but looked like he had these very dark rings under his eyes. And I said to him, well, what kind of schedule are you keeping? And then all of a sudden, his whole life story came out that he was working an overnight shift as a custodian cleaning toilets at the university to get a discount on his tuition. But he was doing that 5 days a week from 11 o'clock at night until the morning, then going to class, then sleeping, then doing his homework, then starting it all over again. And it really pushed me to think, you know, some students have really tough roads in life and work super hard. And retroactively, it made me think about how spoiled I was as a college student with a 10-hour-a-week, super easy mailman job on campuses. So that combined with a couple other studies had come out on this topic. And I thought, you know, now it's time to try to put the human face and the studies together and do a piece about it.
Yeah, I want to get into hearing about more of the anecdotes you wrote about, but beyond anecdotal evidence, you mentioned research saying that college students working 15 hours or more a week have a harder time graduating within 4 years. But also, we know the flip side of that is that students say they have to work to pay for tuition, like that student you talked to, and, you know, to attend college in the first place. So can you talk about that conflict of, you know, I have to work so that I can even attend college, but then working makes it harder for me to finish college?
Yeah, a lot of students have said almost the same line to me over and over again. They feel trapped between trying to keep up their grades and going to school and having to work. They feel this push-pull. Many students, low-income, lucky to be in California, they do get Cal grants that often cover tuition and even Pell grants. But it seems more recently that other costs, particularly rent, are pushing them into needing to have to work. Even students who otherwise might get other costs covered. You know, at the same time, some students have decided, I think I need to take a loan instead. And that is often where the hard decisions come. Many families have been very resistant to taking out loans, despite all the anecdotal discussions about people burdened with $100,000 in loans. Actually, California has a relatively small average of debt. Only about $25,000 on graduation. Students feel very afraid of taking on any debt. So instead, they're working these hours. And some colleges are now trying to tell them, look, it might be better for you as an investment to take a modest loan, take a full load of classes, and then get out into the workforce a year earlier. And you know, you'll be able to pay this off faster.
So in these studies that talk about how it can be harder or take longer to graduate if you're a student working, can you talk a little bit more about what they show?
Yeah, there have been two recent studies, one by the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce, and then also at the ACT Center for Equity and Learning. And together they show that students who work more than 15 hours or so tend to take longer to graduate and also have slightly lower grades. You know, there seems to be this generally this breaking point of around 15 hours that the Georgetown report actually said that if you work fewer than 15 hours, you actually do better in school. That makes you more focused. It makes you more connected, makes you schedule your time better. But you know, after that is kind of diminishing results in terms of, you know, academics. And interesting enough, Fresno State itself did a survey last spring as students were leaving after graduation, asked them, how much did you work? And 78% of the people who answered this survey said they worked at least a few hours. And 70% of the graduates, and this is both full-time and part-time, said they work more than 20 hours a week, you know, which is a lot. Admittedly, students in the CSU system, a lot of them are part-time and juggling family issues and you know, work and school. But, I mean, it just shows you that that is a really big issue. And one thing that some students had mentioned to me about this is that they really wish that colleges and universities were more flexible in their schedule. Yeah, there are some night classes and there are some summer classes, but they really wish that schools would offer much more flexible schedules that, that would accommodate people who work and people who have families as well.
And you interviewed one Fresno State student, Elijah Sorrell, who was struggling to work and get financial aid, and he's now a peer counselor at Fresno State's Money Management Center, which is a new development created as a financial resource for students. You know, they offer financial counseling and things to help students understand how to save and manage money. Are centers like Fresno State's common with other universities and colleges? Obviously, it's new to Fresno State, but have other institutions decided to take that on as well?
I don't think so. I mean, I hadn't heard of any others. It's more sort of informal counseling and more emphasis on students thinking about how they manage their money. Do not use credit cards to pay your tuition or pay your housing. But I think Fresno State is a leader in this area. And that center is not only about, you know, working your hours now, but it's also sort of getting prepared in financial literacy for the future, even after graduation.
Wow. Okay. Thanks so much, Larry. I think we're going to have to leave it there. But Larry Gordon, he is a reporter at EdSource. He writes about higher education there. And we've been talking about his latest story regarding how difficult it can be to be a student and work and sort of the conflicts that go along with that. Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.